Good morning. A clear and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England as temperatures overnight drop back into the 40s, even some 30s across the higher terrain. But abundant sunshine will allow for a quick turnaround and readings will climb back through the 40s and 50s and well into the 60s, with some places even going into the lower 70s late this afternoon. So a milder afternoon, and with less wind than yesterday, it'll be more comfortable as high pressure settles in overhead, keeping the weather dry. In fact, a large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere situated over the eastern part of the country will allow for more milder air to flow in over the next 24 to 48 hours. At the same time, a deep trough of low pressure out west will eject rounds of energy in our direction. The first round of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and move over the top of the ridge and push through our region tomorrow. As a result, clouds will be on the increase tonight and low temperatures will drop back into the lower 50s. In advance of this milder air, we could see a few scattered showers by sunrise, especially across the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley. During the day on Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds, milder temperatures in the lower 70s with increased humidity. As that energy approaches from the west, we'll pick up a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms, and some of these storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy downpours. The system will clear through on Thursday night, leaving us mostly sunny and pleasant on Friday with highs again in the lower 70s. Another disturbance will head in our direction for the day on Saturday to open up the holiday weekend. Again, sunshine will give way to increasing clouds with the chance of late-day showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s. We'll dry it out for the remainder of the holiday weekend with a mix of sun and clouds for both Sunday and Monday in the middle and upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an active weather pattern continues to repeat itself across the United States as a large upper-level low periodically forms over the western United States, leading to severe weather outbreaks over the Great Plains from time to time. One such system is currently weakening as it moves into the Great Lakes. Meanwhile, the next upper-level low will begin to expand and move into the West Coast. Widespread light to moderate precipitation is expected to continue across a large section of the west for the next couple of days. The Sierra Nevada and the higher elevations of the central and northern Rockies will once again see accumulating snow. With considerable clouds and precipitation under the cold upper-level low, temperatures will remain colder to much colder than normal across the west and into the northern central high plains, where readings of more than 30 degrees below normal are forecast. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a northwest wind at 59, gusting to 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 18 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 45 degrees, the dew point 36, 71% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.19 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Jacksonville, Florida, to a low of 12 at Pikes Peak Summit in Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 59, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.45 inches for the month, which is 11 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 15.09 inches for the year, which is now 1.58 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 6 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 175 for the month, which is 9 below normal, and 6,252 for the season, which is 325 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49. The record high, 97, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of showers by morning, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, lower 70s. Mostly sunny near 70 on Friday. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday with a late-day shower or thunderstorm, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s on Memorial Day. Showers in the evening on Monday, but mostly sunny, back to breezy and cooler weather on Tuesday with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.